who put it here, the Iowans who put it here, and this is a people's house. But governors go, but we the people stay. So whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Our house.
Whose
house?
All right. Way to go, you guys.
Can you go on into it?
Yeah. I'll let you know if Melissa gets here. Otherwise, I'll just go forward.
Okay. Well, a lot of you are upstairs, and you heard Governor Branstad's State of the State address. Well, I'm here right now, and you guys are going to help me to give Governor Branstad and the legislator the State of the 99% address. With us today, I named several groups that were here to support Iowa CCI today, but I also want to identify that we have the Laborers Union here. We have the steel workers and the iron workers. We have the plumbers and pipe fitters here. Postal workers and the electricians. And the building construction trades. And never forget the AFSCME and AFL-CIO. I'm so proud of each of you for coming together with CCI to fight for economic justice, environmental justice, and social justice. We are all and our everyday people. We are here. We are here today in the people's house, and we are the 99%. All of us here are with grassroots organizations that have been working in our own communities for a long time. We're senior citizens and we're students. We're family farmers and we're workers. We're teachers and we're healthcare workers. And Governor Branstad mentioned a few of us. We are small business people. We believe that in order for government to run properly, we the citizens must hold the government accountable to us. And that's why we're here today to do that. We've come together today in the people's house. Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house?
Our house.
Whose house? Our house. That's right. We've come here today to set the legislative agenda for 2012. And we're here to send our message to 150 legislators and to Governor Branstad. We're all here after a tough fight last year to stop a tax on public oversight of our environment. Remember that? A tax on our schools and our teachers last year? A tax on workers' rights and more. Governor Branstad wants kindergartners to pass kindergarten, which I do too, but I thought that might start with preschool for all. That might be nice. As I recall, last year we couldn't have that. But so Governor Branstad pushed hard on his agenda. It's sponsored by the 1%, and who are we? 99. And it's sponsored by big corporations. Well, that wasn't our agenda. So we're here today to let Governor Branstad know that we just heard his State of the State address, but we don't share his vision for Iowa. that we need commercial tax cuts. Well, I wonder who's going to pay for that. You know what? I fear the 99% will. He wants more deregulation and privatizing of public services, and that isn't in the best interest of Iowa, especially when we foot the bill. So let's talk about our vision for Iowa. Our vision for Iowa is where we are putting Iowans back to work and doing it in good-paying jobs. Our vision for Iowa is one where we all have access to education. Our vision for Iowa is one where we have clean air and clean water. What do you think? Right. Most importantly, our vision for Iowa is one where we the people run the government, not a bunch of corporate-backed political donors for Terry Branstad. Now, I want to introduce a few folks who can share their story and their vision for the 99%. So, let's have a big welcome for Danny Homan, president of AskMe.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. It's really inspiring to see all of you here today to send a very loud and clear message. The working class, the regular folks do matter and are demanding to be heard by their governor and legislature. Thank you to Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement for organizing this rally and for inviting AskMe Iowa Council 61 to participate. AskMe Iowa Council 61 supports the message you are sending to Governor Branstad. Stop pushing policies that pad the pockets of corporations and reduce services for the 99% of the folks paying America's bills. Where is the compassion? Where is the assistance for the unemployed in Iowa? I see no compassion or concern for the working class when a governor who talks about the creation of new jobs closes Iowa workforce development offices across this state. I see no compassion or concern in not only making it more difficult for people seeking jobs to gain personal help they need to find work, but defies Iowa law in doing so. The assumption that all Iowa's unemployed can access services they need through a computer is misguided. While there are many computer savvy people, I'm not one of them, all right? Among unemployed, there are just as many, if not more, who need personal assistance. Being unemployed and being forced to drive 50 to 60 miles or more to find a human being is particularly difficult for someone who has little or no income due to unemployment and wages. I know they laid off our folks. Putting money into the pockets of corporations, the top 1%, is no guarantee those corporations will create good jobs. It's only a guarantee of more money for them. Be confident that AskMe Iowa Council 61 is doing all it can to remedy the attacks on Iowa workers by the Branstad administration. We sued him, we won, and we're on our way to the Supreme Court to defend that. Rallies like this one today help raise the voices of people that these tax attacks affect. It's time for our voices to be heard. It's time for the rest of us, the 99%, to make sure this governor and his administration and the legislatures know all the workers and all the people in Iowa matter. One final thing, and I want to leave you with this. This man closed the galleries today. You had to have an invitation to get in. Never, never been done. Never been done in this state. You know what? Sounds to me like Governor Walker. And we're recalling his ass. And we ought, if we had the opportunity, we need to recall him. But remember this. 3 years. 3 years. We throw his ass out. Thank you.
CCI member from Des Moines. Her name is Gloria, and please give her a big welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Buenos días a todos.
Good morning.
I'm going to speak in Spanish and then in English, okay? Mi nombre es Gloria Aguilar y soy miembro del CCI. My name is Gloria Aguilar and I'm a member of CCI. Algunas personas en nuestra comunidad se están aprovechando de nuestra gente. Some people in our community is getting advantage of our people. Nosotros somos discriminados. Sorry. That really makes me very emotional because it is true while we are living every single day. We are being discriminated for our color, our language, and just because we are Hispanic. Nosotros hemos sido discriminados solamente por nuestro color, por nuestro lenguaje y también solamente por ser hispanos. Algunos empleadores no pagan lo justo a sus trabajadores. Some employees, they don't pay what is right to their workers. We don't have any investigators who defend the employees' rise. No tenemos ningunos investigadores que defiendan los derechos de los trabajadores. That's right. We don't have no one who stand up for the weak. No tenemos a nadie que defienda a los más débiles. No es justo que una persona trabaje y no se le pague por su trabajo. It's not right that a person works and don't get paid for their work well done. Un trabajador merece su pago por su trabajo desempeñado. A worker deserves to get paid for their work to get well done. No matter what the status of immigration status. Queremos un Iowa justo. We want an Iowa where everybody is just, and we apply justice for everybody, no matter what immigration status. Queremos un Iowa donde se respeten los derechos humanos. We want an Iowa where we respect the human rights. Y que queremos un Iowa donde se obligue a los empleadores a pagar lo que es justo. We want an Iowa where we apply the law for all the employers. Queremos un Iowa con muchos trabajos. We want an Iowa with a lot of jobs. Necesitamos trabajos para poder sostener a nuestras familias. We need jobs to sustain our families. Queremos escuelas públicas donde se ofrezca buena educación. We want schools, public schools, where they offer good education for our kids. No queremos que el gobernador privatice la educación. We don't want the government to privatize education. We want to have the right for all our kids to go to school and be educated. Queremos tener el derecho que cualquier niño para ir a la escuela. Queremos un Iowa donde se ponga la gente primero. We want an Iowa where we put the people first. Antes de las grandes corporaciones. We want people first before big corporations. Ya basta de tantos abusos en Iowa y en todo el país. It's enough of a lot of abusers in Iowa and all in the country. We want a place where everybody respects the human rights. Queremos un lugar donde se respeten los derechos humanos, los derechos de las personas. We want a place where we respect the human rights, no matter what is the immigration status, no matter what is the color. And no matter if it is a rich person or a poor person, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
We is enough. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
I invite all of you, no matter what is your color, what is your language, or what is your immigration status, I want all of you to unite it all together. We can work to create a better Iowa, a better place to live and to raise our kids. That's why we're here. Iowa and all of this country is working to get a better community, and no matter what is our color, all of us, we are humans, and we can create a better world. Thank you.